You clock out. We clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
So welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. This is Grant Bagby. I just wanted to come in and tell you why I've created this podcast, and hopefully you'll agree with me. If not, either way, hopefully you'll listen. The sports radio scene in Utah has become more and more difficult for people to listen to. I myself have gone to just listening to interview-based podcasts, and unfortunately, the sports radio stations here in Utah, they don't allow you to pull their podcast into, say, iTunes or Stitcher. So with that being said, I decided to create my own podcast where I will go about interviewing beat writers, bloggers, current and former athletes, hopefully some coaches, and get you a little bit more of the interview-based radio. You won't have to listen to me pontificate and ramble or try to fire up people on the Holy War rivalry. It'll just be straight up interviews, and hopefully you enjoy this, and hopefully we can establish a good community here with the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. So without further ado, here is our Parker Robertson interview.
In preparation for the Utah State-Utah game, we have brought in Parker Robertson from KSL, who covers the Aggies. How you doing, Parker?
Doing good. Looking forward to the game this Friday.
Yeah, well, before we fast forward to what's happening Friday, I'm pretty sure a lot of Utah fans, at least, did not see what happened with Utah State and Southern Utah last week, and I'm wondering what happened.
You know, I think that's a question a lot of Utah State fans are still asking themselves, is what exactly happened last Thursday night. You know, it was an ugly game. It was a real struggle for Utah State. They had zero offensive points. I guess they got a field goal, but they relied on a punt return for a touchdown by Andrew Rodriguez with just under 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter to actually win that game. You know, I think it's a factor of a lot of things that happened. The offensive line play was pretty poor. Play calling was questionable. Penalties combined with that play calling put them in a lot of third and longs, which just killed the drives. Their average distance to go on third down was 12 yards, so it was an ugly, ugly game. The defense played well, but offensively there's a lot of concern with Utah State.
Okay, so, I mean, Coach Wells in his, I believe it was post-game, he said he couldn't put lipstick on a pig. But I'm going to challenge you to try to do a little bit better and see if you could give us something that went right for Utah State in that game.
What went right was defensively, if you look at that side of the ball, they only had three mistakes, really, that kind of hurt them against SUU. Right off of a SUU blocked a punt kind of the beginning of the game, and a cornerback, can't remember which one exactly, tried to jump the route, and he missed it, misplayed it. And SUU, that was how they got their touchdown. But outside of that and a couple of pass interference penalties, Utah State really, they held SUU to, I believe, 2.2 yards a play, about a yard, 1.7 yards on the ground. And that's what you expect out of Utah State defense going up against an FCS opponent in Southern Utah.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk a little bit about Andrew Rodriguez. You know, Gary Wells said that he wasn't even a starter, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not a huge follower of Utah State. Who started in the punt return spot ahead of him, do you know?
Jalen Davis started off in the punt return spot, but due to an injury to a different corner, they wanted to be able to kind of rest him at punt return. And I can't remember who was second string, but they also got injured. There was a lot of injuries that ran through the Utah State wide receivers and running backs that game. Nothing too serious, I believe. I believe most will be back this Friday. But so he started out third string, and, you know, he made some plays, and the punt return team had made some plays. There were some big returns that got called back on penalties, but this last one, they were able to line it up and do it right.
So, with the other injuries, I mean, you mentioned they'd be back, but is he going to be a playmaker that Utah fans should watch out for?
Absolutely. So Andrew Rodriguez sat out last year after transferring up from Houston. He's quick. He's a slot guy. I think he showed his speed on those punt returns, and I think Andrew Rodriguez definitely can be, you know, he's going to rotate in with the wide receivers, and he's got a knack for special teams, he showed last week. And, you know, I think he's got the speed to make big plays. You know, he doesn't have JoJo speed, but he's a very, very quick receiver.
Okay. All right, I'll keep an eye on him. You know, ultimately, when it comes to this FUU game, you know, ESPN 700 was interviewing Steve Tate, and he flat out said that you just don't overlook your first game. Is this the exception where USU just, to some extent, overlooked FUU in the sign of the amount of penalties and the way the offense just couldn't generate?
Well, yeah, I think that definitely contributes to it. I think there are real, like, I don't want to take away from the real issues on Utah State offensive side of the ball with the offensive line and kind of some of the, they had a lot of drops at receivers, but I think that kind of all culminates because they overlooked SUU. I know they ran a very vanilla game plan. They didn't want to tip their hand to Utah State. From the people I talked to, they were just going to kind of keep it as simple as they could. And then once they got in game and some receivers went down, they just couldn't get out of that vanilla offense. They couldn't kind of get out of the funk they put themselves into.
Okay. All right. So, all right, let's shift focus. Let's talk about Friday. Do you have any broad thoughts on the game or expectations that you have?
You know, I think it's definitely going to be a very, very hard game for Utah State to come into Rice-Eccles and win. I think you'll see massive improvements on the offensive side of the ball. But again, if you look at the offensive line who struggled against a Southern Utah defense line that is good, but I think it kind of pales in comparison to what the Utes are putting out there at their front seven. I think that's got to cause some concern. Defensively, I think Michigan laid out a pretty good game plan of containing Devontae Booker as much as you can because you can't stop him. He's such a dynamic player. But if you can contain him, and I think you have to force the game onto Travis Wilson's shoulders, who did an excellent job against Michigan, but you know, Utah State defense is pretty good, and I think their goal should be to put the game onto Travis Wilson's shoulder and see if they can force him into a couple mistakes.
Okay. I mean, you brought up the offensive line again, and Nick Vigil was actually rather complimentary of the D-line in the SUU game. I'm wondering, you know, a lot of people look at the battle in the trenches as the way to gauge how a game's going to go. How do you see that battle in the trenches going from an offensive and defensive side of things?
I think on the offense side of the ball for Utah State, I think it's going to be a struggle. I think the way they're going to have to call it offensively is going to be a lot of, you know, max protections where the tight end stays in and the running back stays in, or a lot of, misdirection plays of sorts. I went back and I watched both the 2012 and 2013 Utah games, and something Utah State did really well in neutralizing the power that is the front seven of Utah was a lot of the bubble screens and a lot of read options, a lot of plays that make the defensive line and the linebackers slow down a little bit. Because if you allow them to pin the ears back and just get right to where they want to be, they're going to be able to do it. And they showed that against a strong Michigan offensive line. And I think they'll be able to do that against the Utah State offensive line. On the flip side, I think what you got to worry about with the Utah State defensive line is the depth. I think their starters are really good and can hang with the Ute offensive line. But as that game wears on, you know, something Utah State doesn't have the luxury of, especially after some incidents this summer, is depth along that defensive front. And so as the game wears on, I think you start to see Devontae Booker 2-yard runs turn into 4, 5, you know, 7-yard runs.
Okay, so I mean, ultimately, after this, what are your thoughts on the game, and what's your pick?
Ultimately, I think it's going to be closer than a lot of fans think. You know, I've seen on Twitter and whatnot a lot of Utah fans and a lot of Utah State fans thinking it's going to be a 3-touchdown, 4-touchdown game. I think defensively, Utah State has enough to contain Booker for a half, maybe a little bit more. You know, I think it's probably going to be about a 10-point to 17-point win for Utah. But I expect a lot of improvement out of Utah State. And, you know, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. But at home, with that crowd behind them, and, you know, with Booker on the ground and Wilson, you know, he showed a lot during the Michigan game. And then Utah's defense. Like, I don't – that defense is really good. And Utah State's offense really struggled against an SUU squad. I think they will improve, but Utah's defense is really good. I think they have enough to kind of lock down Utah State offensively. I'll say, you know, Utah wins 24-10.
Wow, that is a little bit more than what I was expecting. In the way of score, I think, like you said, a lot of people are going to be picking a much higher score for Utah in this game. All right, well, you know, that concludes the questions I have for you, Parker. But one question is finally, as it is the lunch break, what is your best place to go to lunch in the Salt Lake area?
Oh, man, so many choices. I'm going to have to toss it up between two. I really love a Freebird steak burrito. Anytime I get a chance to go to Moochie's up there in Salt Lake, love me a Philly cheesesteaks from Moochie's.
Those are two very good choices. I think ultimately a Utah original product in Moochie's should win out in that battle.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Parker, thanks again for hopping on with us in short notice to talk about this Utah State-Utah game.
Absolutely, anytime.
No matter what, hopefully it'll just be an entertaining game for us all to enjoy, and Utah State fans will get to see the improvement they want on offense.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Parker. You have a good one.
Thank you. You as well.
This has been a Torn Life Sports production.